They are correctable. But it's a ball security issue, and it's a, you know, sometimes when you see an opportunity, but it's the percentages are against you, you can't take a chance.
Tom, what are the concerns about Chicago?
What are the concerns?
I mean, what do they do well in the
outside? They're a very good football team. You know, they start off 3-0, and they played extremely well. Beat some very good football teams on the last series or the last drive of the game. I actually had a ton of yards the other day, but, you know, New Orleans had the ball for 36 minutes. New Orleans did not turn the ball over. New Orleans had two penalties in the game. That sounds like a reasonable formula.
They've also had some trouble rushing the passer, I think, and they've given up a lot of deep passes. Is that something that you feel you can exploit?
Well, I've noticed that, yeah, and I'm hoping that you know, that we can protect the passer. They've got some outstanding pass rushers now. They spread it around too. I mean, their sacks. You know, their linebackers have four of them, so they spread it around. And but the front is physical and tough. The corners are tough. They play hard, and they're very good ball strippers. So as a team, they have that kind of a commitment. Of course, Tillman is outstanding in it.
Tom, the rush defense has been improved this year. How much of a responsibility does Pasinger have in his increased role in doing that?
Well, they all do. They have all, like I said the other day, to hold a runner of the ability of McCoy to 46 yards is quite an impressive thing. So, but we worked hard last week. The guys worked very hard at that. They took great pride in their preparation and we're going to have to continue to do that.
Spencer has the helmet, though, right? So is he helping line up guys even more efficiently than what you might have
expected?
Well,
I mean, he's done a good job. There's no question about that. But it's a full team group, you know. Everybody's involved in stopping the run. It's not just but, I mean, as far as lining them up, you know, I think we've advanced a little bit beyond that. I think we can line up.
Tom, what about Webster? Any update on him?
No, I don't see any change there.
How has the emergence of Jeffrey kind of changed the way teams are defending Marshall and the receivers there?
Well, they have two of them, two of those big guys that can run. Physical receivers. They do a nice job blocking downfield. They're big targets for the quarterback. You know, the tight end Bennett is a big target. The runner Forte is a good target out of the backfield. They've got some. Bennett comes in, you know, on third down, and he's made a strong contribution as well.
With Brandon Myers, our team's just kind of guarding him pretty tightly, or is there maybe something where him and Eli aren't on the same page?
No, I mean, he's, you know, he made a nice play the other day in the middle of the field. You might have seen that one. He's done okay. I mean, sometimes you get matched up against someone and you don't separate, but he's done okay.
What's his health status?
Yeah, he's getting better. Yeah, he went through some things today, and so I'm encouraged by that. I wish I had that kind of ability. I'd be sitting somewhere. You'd be calling me.
All right. Considering with Webster, I mean, how big of a concern are those two wideouts? Considering you don't know them,
they're a tremendous concern. They're outstanding players, and they've got the numbers to back it up. Jeffrey just set a big record out there, so. No, they're good players.
What do you expect from Beast?
Well, he's learning fast, you know, so he's ready to contribute.
On defense,
I hope so.